The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You pay tithes of mint and dill and cumin, and have neglected the weightier things of the law, judgment and mercy and fidelity. But these you have done without neglecting the others. Blind guides who strain out the gnat and swallow the camel. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You cleanse the outside of the cup and dish, but inside are full of plunder and self-indulgence. Blind Pharisees, cleanse inside the cup first, so that the outside also may be clean." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you.
It seems like such a juxtaposition, the difference in tone or tenor between the words of St. Paul to the Thessalonians and then the words of Jesus Christ to the scribes and Pharisees. You gotta just love Paul's writing when he's pouring out his love for these communities. He's very poetic in the way that he speaks, and his desire and his love for these communities to come to know Jesus Christ just pours out of his writing. And so you can see it clearly here as he's speaking to the Thessalonians about safeguarding their souls, safeguarding their minds, safeguarding their hearts against false teaching and doctrine. He says, trust only what you've heard from us orally or what you've read from our letters. Don't listen to this other garbage that's been coming from outside, because he's worried that it's going to harm their faith, harm their image and their understanding of who God is. God who came to love them. God who came to judge them with justice. And so we put that on one side, and then we look at Jesus' message to the Pharisees and scribes on the other. We're like, man, Jesus really had a hard time. He was really, really upset with these men. But does that mean that his love was any less for these scribes and Pharisees? When God comes to judge the earth, what does he use as his measuring stick? It's the love of the person, of the individual. The cleanliness of their own heart, their own soul, their own mind. He gets right to the center of what was important for these leaders of the Israelite people to be trying to instill in those whom they wrote to, those whom they taught. He's like, you're really concerned with all these tithing of mint and dill and cumin, all these spices and things that flavor the food of the people. But what about what's inside of them? Judgment, mercy, and fidelity. Why aren't you preaching the fidelity of God and his love for you, his mercy for you, that no matter how many times you turn away, he always welcomes you back? The judgment of Jesus Christ that is expressed beautifully on the cross. How did he judge the world? He laid down his life for it, so that everyone might have an opportunity to come to him and see his mercy, to purify the inside, to purify their lives. He did not fail to deal with the weighty subjects. And I like that image he says, you strain out the gnat and swallow the camel. I mean, that's very vivid, but it's like you're so worried about like drinking in something impure like a little gnat that you forget all about the biggest thing, a camel you can't swallow. But How many big things do we swallow in our life? Big, confusing lies about who Christ is, who we are in relationship to Him, who our loved ones are in relationship to us. How many big lies do we swallow against our own will? And then as a result, we're sitting there picking gnats off of everything in all these little things in our life. It's like, I've had to swallow all of this big stuff. And so I feel helpless against it. So I'm just going to pick at these little things. Nitpick, gnat pick, maybe. No, Jesus Christ wants us to focus not so much on the surface level, on the exterior of the cup or the bowl or the dish. He wants us to purify what's within. And those big things, those big important things in our life that we want to strain out are false doctrine about who Christ is. Lies about who you are and who you were created to be. Lies about what love really is and what it looks like displayed on the cross. These are the big things to avoid, brothers and sisters. And if we turn to the Lord in prayer, if we follow true teaching and doctrine, as Paul says, our life will be filled with good judgment, the mercy of God, and fidelity to what is true.